And it works.
Hi, Fausto?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Lily again with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Sorry I didn't get to follow up with you on Friday. I was out of the office for most of the day, but I just wanted to check back in regarding your placement on Google. Is this a good time?
Sure.
Okay. So when I sent you an email last week with your placement, I was noticing that when I checked the placement at different times of the day, it was going up and down a couple positions, and that a lot has to do with the business hours, because I know we already pushed them back to what you want, and we're going to leave them like that, but that was a good example of how the placement changes, because Google will show a business that's open versus one that's currently closed, you know, so if you check in the daytime when you're open, the placement should be up higher. In the nighttime, it might be a couple of positions lower, but we are working and doing everything we can to get you to number one, so that, you know, it never fluctuates from that first three positions. But yes, as far as making any improvements, right now you do have a lot of, well, you have 10 reviews, you have responses to them. We are creating posts 3 times a week. The thing that Google suggested to try was promotional posts. I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about, but if you have any kind of special or promotion, you know, sometimes businesses like yours will offer discounts to, like, senior citizens or military personnel. I'm not sure if you have anything like that we can post for you.
Yeah, I've been posting those.
Oh, your discount?
Yeah, I've been posting for the last a year over, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm talking about promotional posts. So, okay, let me see which ones you did here. Hang on 1 second.
Promotional post, okay.
Yeah, because apparently, according to our Google contact team, they said that they're different to the ones we're creating on the dashboard. So that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking in the dashboard to see the kind that we have, because promotional posts stand out a little more. Let me check.
Okay, well, create them.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Do you want me to look at the ones that you have posted here and use that information? I see one from the 17th of October. It says promo price $450, regular $550. Is that the one that you said you were creating, or is that your most recent promotion that you have right now?
The 17 on the black wheels.
Yeah, exactly. It has like a power coating rims that has a red background with blue, and it says 450.
That's the most recent one.
Okay. All right. I'm going to use that information so that we can create those promotional posts for you versus just the standard posts. And that should bring in more traffic. But as far as the activity on the account, it is up to 100% fully optimized right now, Fausto. And I'll continue to make sure that it remains that way and that your placement continues to go up on the first page. Okay.
Okay. On this one, I have this one for powder coating rims. I have another one for wheel repair, and I have another one for brake caliper painting. So you can take a look at all three. So you decide when to post them.
Yeah, I'm actually going through them right now, and I can see all the ones you're mentioning. So let me just make sure. Let's see here. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, because I see some that are going back into September, right?
Yeah, September 16th.
Yep, that's the one I'm seeing. Okay, I'll go ahead and use all of these. So that way they could make the listing stand out more, and it should increase your traffic as well with these posts.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Was there anything else that I can go ahead?
What about the Facebook ad? Any luck with that?
Yes, I did request new ads for those for that campaign. So you should be getting better traffic. Have you seen any difference this weekend at all?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, okay. Let me check that here. 1 second. Let me see what we have coming in. Yeah, there's no traffic since I last spoke with you. I did request new ads. Let me make sure to see when they were done. 1 second.
And on the Google app, by looking at your dashboard, the impression has changed since of September 18th.
Okay,
they
let
dropped
me check.
Big.
Let me see. And you were looking at what tab again?
Google Ads.
Google Ads. Okay. Here we go.
In September 18, you had 1052 impressions, and then on the 20th, 657, and on the 30th, 27, big, big drops.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Let me go ahead and check the last 30 days. Okay. September 21st. Now, I'm just assuming. I'm going to double check. But a lot of the times, if you have, like, if your ads are paused for those days, or if they're, you know, you reached your budget, for example, or if you've reached your budget for the day for those days, they'll be paused. But let me just check what happened, okay? I can log in internally. Hang on one moment. Okay, here we go. Reports. When your ads showed. Okay. And that was from September 21st through 30th. Yep, I see this here. So there was a gap. So since September 21st exactly, because on the 20th you had 40 clicks. So on the, from the 21st until the 30th, you didn't get any clicks at all. There must have been a gap in either funds that needed to be added, or the ads were paused during that time frame. Let me go back and look at your billing. Just a second.
In the entire month of October, the impressions have been low, low, low.
Yeah, if there's no budget, the impressions will be low because they won't run. So if there's no budget of, sorry?
In the entire month of October?
Oh no, let me check the entire month of October. Hang on here. Let's see. Let me check your billing date here. So you paid on 9/30 for your ads. Okay, and let me check October. No, for October, I am seeing activity. I am seeing, let me go back to the beginning of October here. So, like, October 1st, you got one click. On the 2nd, 6 clicks. 3rd, 4 clicks. On the 4th, 1 click. I'm seeing, you know, 5 clicks, 6 clicks, 4 clicks, all the way through October
19.
Until now. Yeah, until today.
It's very little, right?
Very little. Yeah. Let me check on why, though, because your ads are running normally. And the optimization score
September,
is playing.
September, you know?
Yeah, let me check that here. Let me see what happened. One second. On September 20th, you had... That was before you added the 500. Okay. You know what? This is... I'm not seeing an error, to be honest, also. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for a meeting, another one, because I just had one with our Google contact team. Google Ads team, but I will ask for another one and see why you're not getting as many clicks, because I do see that you still have budget available. Let me just double check that, okay? One more moment. 930. Okay. Yeah, right now you have 74, 326. Four. That's quite a bit, actually. Just another moment. Yeah, it looks like you still have $448 available. There's no warnings, but I'm gonna have a meeting with them anyway, Fausto. I'll follow up with you within 24 hours to see what we're going to do, because your optimization is fully at 100%. So maybe there is. Actually, let me check one more thing here. Okay, hang on one moment. Wow, okay. So I have a great idea of what's going on here. I believe it's your daily budget. Because even though you still have budget available, I see that your daily budget is about $8 per day. Your average cost per click is about $2. So I would that makes sense because that's about the amount of clicks that we're allowing per day. If you're getting 2, 3, 4 clicks, that makes sense because once you reach your daily budget, the ads won't run anymore. Right now, you still have a lot of budget available. Would it be okay to increase your daily budget to get a lot more clicks and impressions for you?
Why in September was different if the budget was the same?
That's a good question. I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't go back and tell you why the amount changed because honestly, that's a really low amount. Usually when we create an account by default, like without having anything custom, we start at least $10 to $15 a day for the budget. That's in the low amount. Okay. Yours is right now set to $7.80 per day. I have to speak with them to see if that was something automatically that Google did. But I'm not seeing any errors on the account. So I feel that maybe just increasing that by at least double or, you know, at least to $10 a day, you'll get more clicks. But I'll have to get back to you on what happened there because you did have a lot of clicks back in the beginning of September, it looks like. And then they just drastically dropped. Would it be okay to consider that or do you want to still just leave it at how it is right now? Because if you do leave it like that, then it's, you know, that's, we can do that, but you're going to continue to get those amount of clicks per day.
I just don't understand why did it drop, though, first of all.
Why did what drop? The visibility?
Yeah, on the impressions and everything on September.
That's what I mean. Because if that's when your daily budget changed, so, like, for example, there was a day where you got 40 clicks. On that day, if your daily budget was a lot higher, if you were, like, spending a lot more, then that's why you got that many clicks. But let's say that, you know, the next day we brought you down to $10 per day. If you're at $10 per day, then that means you're only going to get the amount of clicks that allows for. Right now, your average cost is about $2, right? So if you get 5 clicks per day, then that's the $10 a day budget. So that's what I'm trying to explain. That's coming from your daily spend. I don't, like I said, I can't tell you why it changed or why we brought it down to $10 per day because you did have a day where you had 40 clicks. So that was a lot of clicks. That obviously that day your daily budget was bigger, but I'd have to go with that team and check the daily budget for that day because I don't have those details. All I can tell you right now the way it is. The reason I'm not seeing any errors, I feel, is because your daily budget is set at about $8 per day. So you're allowing only 4 or 5. Sometimes Google will give you extra clicks, though. If they feel that the competition is good and they can allow you for one click, then they'll throw it in for free. But most of the time with these ads, they will run by the budget that you have them set per day.
Okay.
So that's why we're seeing low amount of impressions. Impressions are the times they've shown, but again, they're not going to show if there's no budget. So I would suggest to increase that at least to $10-$15 a day if it would be okay with you. And you're still not going to get 40 clicks, to be completely honest with you, Fausto, because, you know, every click costs $2. But it'll be up to you. I do have quite a bit of clients that, you know, add $50, $100 per day, but that's a big amount of ad spend. So it's really entirely up to you and what you would like to put in towards your budget. Right now, you still have a really good amount. You have $448 left.
So the end of the month.
Yeah, your next billing day is not until the 30th, so you have 10 days. This is a good opportunity for you to raise that
day. Use the whole amount then.
Use
the whole amount.
Mm-hmm. So if it's okay with you, I'll be checking it daily, but I'll start with $15, $20 per day. I just want to make sure that it's spent this month and that you get as much traction as possible. But yeah, that's where we're going to start is suggesting that you increase your daily budget. Because if we leave it like that, you're only going to get a few clicks per day.
Which is very little.
Right, exactly. Which is why, again, they're very customizable. And like we said, we have clients that will add, you know, 200, 300 here. Sometimes they'll just add 1,000 per month solid. It just depends on your preference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, change the daily budget until it runs out over this month.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, work on the other things.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then for your Facebook, I did ask for new ads for that campaign. Let me just check here one thing. Hang on.
Because Facebook, we've been running since day one, and I haven't had very much activity versus Google, and Google started like 2 months or 3 months later.
Yeah. Right now from Facebook, I'm seeing in total since you started, you've gotten 18 calls. But let me just see, because the thing is, last 30 days, 7 calls. Let me just check in your dashboard. The thing with Facebook is when you see a call, like when you, if it says 7 calls, 8 calls, 9 calls, it won't necessarily be a call. Like if somebody clicks the call button, they have to actually confirm they want to call you. So it may be reading wrong numbers, but let me check what I see. Yeah, I'm not seeing too much. Okay, what else do Fausto is right now I did ask that we create new ads. I would suggest that we allow them to run this month. If you'd like, I can call you before your next billing date to see if you want to continue with them or maybe increase the budget, but you still have plenty of budget available. Let me just double check that. Okay, Facebook ads. Yeah, see, Facebook ads, you still have 472, Facebook ads, 375. Actually, it looks like that budget has already been spent, but you're not getting calls from that is what you're saying, right?
No, nothing.
I see 18 calls total, but I can't see the actual calls.
I don't think those 18 calls mean this month.
No, that's total. Yeah, in the last 30 days, it has been 7 calls, it says. There's been 101 clicks. 7,000 impressions. So that's 7 calls. But you're saying you're not getting any. Yeah, I mean, right now I did request new ads. It makes sense. The budget has already been spent, so they're not going to start again into your next billing cycle. I don't know if you'd like to keep them on and try this new month with the new ads that I requested, or if you prefer that we remove them for now. But I would run them another month, simply because I did ask for a little more optimized ad with new descriptions and images. So I'm not sure if you want to try it, but it'll be up to you, Fausto. Your next billing day is not...
another month. Let's just do it for another month.
All right, not a problem. I'm going to go ahead and run them another month, and then I'll make sure to follow up with you again before you are billed for those again, just to make sure if you want to keep them on.
Okay.
Or if we need to increase the budget if we all of a sudden get really good activity from those ads. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll get started on this for you here. And do you have any questions for me today, Fausto? Anything else I can help with right now?
No. Not right now.
Okay. All right. Yes, I'm going to get started working on this for you here. And if there is anything I need from you, I'll let you know within 24 hours. Other than that, please just expect my regular check-in with you. I'll continue to follow up. Okay, Fausto?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much again for your time. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.